Test 5. Section A. 1. We'll wait here by the door and look at the sea. We can change our rooms if we don't like them.
Oh, I should like a room facing the sea. I've been looking forward to that ever since we left London.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
2. We'll be here in London sitting in a newspaper office or teaching in a classroom full of chalk dust.
Well, George, you'd be able to go out in the sunshine sometimes. You are a journalist. I'm the one who has to stay in the classroom, don't forget.
Question. What is the woman's profession?
3. Your library books are due on November 14th. If you haven't finished using them by then, you may renew them once.
Thank you very much. I only need them for a few days.
Question. When must the man return his books to the library? 4. You must take some rest. You've been working too hard.
But how can I? I have to finish it by Friday.
Question. What does the man mean?
5. Would you care for a biscuit?
Not just at the moment, thank you. I'd rather have another piece of cake, if I may.
Question. What does the woman want now? 6. When do you want to start working?
Right away. Yesterday, I spent all day long making phone calls, but nobody wanted a secretary.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? 7. Hi, Alice. Would you like to go to a movie tonight?
Thanks, I'd love to. I haven't been to a movie for a long time.
Question. What does the woman mean?
8. Sam, what a surprise to see you at the supermarket. I thought you always ate in restaurants.
The restaurants cost too much. I eat at home.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place? 9. Aren't you ready? The Browns' lunch is for 1 o'clock. We'd better leave right away, or we'll arrive late. They'll think we have bad manners.
It isn't bad manners to be late. In France, everybody is late.
Question. What does the man mean?
10. Congratulations. You certainly did quite well, and I must say you deserve that grade.
Well, I really studied hard for that exam. I've been preparing for it for more than a month. Now, I can relax for a while.
Question. Why is the woman so happy?
Section B.
First reading.
In recent years, many countries have been faced with the problem of how to make their workers more productive. Some experts claim the answer is to make jobs more varied. But do more varied jobs lead to greater productivity? There is evidence to suggest that while variety certainly makes the worker's life more enjoyable, it does not actually make him work harder. As far as increasing productivity is concerned, then, variety is not an important factor. Other experts feel that giving the worker freedom to do his job in his own way is important. The problem is that this kind of freedom cannot easily be given in the modern factory with its complicated machinery. Thus, while freedom of choice may be important, there is usually very little that can be done to create it. Another important consideration is how much each worker contributes to the product he is making. In most factories, the worker sees only one small part of the product. Some car factories are now experimenting with having many small production lines so that each worker contributes more to the production of the cars on his line. It would seem that not only is degree of worker contribution an important factor, but it is also one we can do something about. To what extent does more money lead to great productivity? The workers themselves certainly think this is important. But perhaps they want more money only because the work they do is so boring. Money just lets them enjoy their spare time more. A similar argument may explain demands for shorter working hours. Perhaps if we succeed in making their jobs more interesting, they will neither want more money, nor will shorter working hours be so important to them.
Second reading.
In recent years, many countries have been faced with the problem of how to make their workers more productive. Some experts claim the answer is to make jobs more varied. But do more varied jobs lead to greater productivity? There is evidence to suggest that while variety certainly makes the worker's life more enjoyable, it does not actually make him work harder. As far as increasing productivity is concerned, then, variety is not an important factor. Other experts feel that giving the worker freedom to do his job in his own way is important. The problem is that this kind of freedom cannot easily be given in the modern factory with its complicated machinery. Thus, while freedom of choice may be important, there is usually very little that can be done to create it. Another important consideration is how much each worker contributes to the product he is making. In most factories, the worker sees only one small part of the product. Some car factories are now experimenting with having many small production lines so that each worker contributes more to the production of the cars on his line. It would seem that not only is degree of worker contribution an important factor, but it is also one we can do something about. To what extent does more money lead to great productivity? The workers themselves certainly think this is important. But perhaps they want more money only because the work they do is so boring. Money just lets them enjoy their spare time more. A similar argument may explain demands for shorter working hours. Perhaps if we succeed in making their jobs more interesting, they will neither want more money, nor will shorter working hours be so important to them.
Final reading.
In recent years, many countries have been faced with the problem of how to make their workers more productive. Some experts claim the answer is to make jobs more varied. But do more varied jobs lead to greater productivity? There is evidence to suggest that while variety certainly makes the worker's life more enjoyable, it does not actually make him work harder. As far as increasing productivity is concerned, then, variety is not an important factor. Other experts feel that giving the worker freedom to do his job in his own way is important. The problem is that this kind of freedom cannot easily be given in the modern factory with its complicated machinery. Thus, while freedom of choice may be important, there is usually very little that can be done to create it. Another important consideration is how much each worker contributes to the product he is making. In most factories, the worker sees only one small part of the product. Some car factories are now experimenting with having many small production lines so that each worker contributes more to the production of the cars on his line. It would seem that not only is degree of worker contribution an important factor, but it is also one we can do something about. To what extent does more money lead to great productivity? The workers themselves certainly think this is important. But perhaps they want more money only because the work they do is so boring. Money just lets them enjoy their spare time more. A similar argument may explain demands for shorter working hours. Perhaps if we succeed in making their jobs more interesting, they will neither want more money, nor will shorter working hours be so important to them.